Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. I know everybody had a victorious day out there today. And if you didn't, you know you will have one tomorrow. We have a great show coming in. This is a segment of Cross Country Connect. We'll have Atlanta, Georgia coming in. But before we get started, I'd like to extend my appreciation out there, first of all, to all of you. And I had a great surprise. My niece, Dora White, from Missouri City, Texas, posted out a beautiful, beautiful video of herself sitting down at her piano playing a lovely, relaxing song. Dora is kind of shy, but she did a million words with that video. Dora, thank you so much. We know that is the way that you're sending out your love. You know, here we're Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. We're about education. We stress unification and the importance of collaboration, which is now turned into connectivity here, because we're all in this together. And you know, we're confused, we're confined, and sometimes we're going crazy. But what we will do is stay connected, we'll stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong. And meaning strong, I'm going to give you your quote, and you know I'm riding on this strength. And strength is the source of happiness. We mustn't shy away from life's challenges. We mustn't be defeated. Refusing to be defeated equals victory. We move forward, and that is the key to our success, to never retreat a single step no matter what. Those who embrace this spirit can achieve unlimited victory in life. So that's our quote today, and then to carry you on, you know, when you light a candle for another person, you're lighting a candle for yourself also. I have some announcements here. For the students out there, go and check out studentrelieffund.org. Studentrelieffund.org is out there for you to give you some information. And also check into covid19.ca.gov. For resources, there's listings of resources out there that we can have. We don't want you to get defeated out there. We don't want you to get discouraged out there. And Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan say we all have to stay determined here. So we're going to go in. I'm going to play a little song for you before we get started to let you know exactly how I care for you. Let's listen to this.
Changing people, hands all around, go underground, young man.
we are going to have a wonderful conversation with Miss Sabrina Harden, calling in from Atlanta, Georgia, or shall I say Marietta, Georgia, that she's a native Californian, and she moved to Atlanta less than a year ago. I really, really miss her. But we call Sabrina the goddess of real estate. And the reason why she's so successful with what she does is because she sets goals. And briefly, I think she'll give us a few pointers here. I know she's very, very busy. Her son, Michael, had his fifth birthday party over the weekend. And I tell you, I saw maybe about 75 Skype screens up there. That is a popular young man. I would have been in Atlanta had we not had this event that we're going through here. So I had to cancel my airline ticket, and I couldn't give him a hug. But I did give him a call and sang that song to him. So we have Miss Sabrina Harden on the line. Sabrina, are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello out there, and thank you so much. I know this is going to be short and brief because you're 3 hours ahead of us, and I appreciate you staying up late. So give us some pointers here. Like I'm telling them, you are a person that can set goals and make that success, and that's why you're in real estate investments. You have clubs. You have everything going there. Atlanta just loves you, and we miss you here in Los Angeles. So I'm going to turn it over to you for a little bit, and you can give the listeners some pointers, okay?
Okay. I'm laughing because even though it's after 11 o'clock here, our newly turned 5-year-old is still up watching cartoons.
Okay. I'm not going to get into that. You know, we know he'll sleep in late in the morning.
Yeah, with, you know, these new schedules now and being quarantined, it's a little different.
Okay.
So, but so in regards to real estate investing, there's the two things I would suggest. And the first one is for all people, men and women, if you feel like, oh, I don't have enough money to invest, that's just a myth. You know, don't believe it. You can invest with, you know, little to no money down, you know, in some cases. But what you have to do is just, you know, go for it. And you have to look into it, find out about it. If you're really interested, there are lots of ways that you can invest with, you know, not a lot of money. And you could partner up with someone, too, and, you know, split a down payment. There's so many ways. It's like 31 flavors or even more. That's what another investor had used as an example of there's so many ways to get into the game. So that's my first recommendation is if you have even just a little inkling of interest, you know, don't sell yourself short, you know, look into it. And then the second one is for your first house, or even if it's not even your first house, but what I did with my first house is I did something that now they call house hacking. And what that was I purchased a duplex. So I lived in one side and I rented out the other side. And so the other side rent that they paid every month was considered income, which of course it was. It was income, and I used their rent to help pay the mortgage. So a lot of people think, well, I just, you know, I want a house to myself. I don't want neighbors or anybody above me or below me or next to me. But you don't have to live there forever. You can just live there, you know, 6 months to a year, and then move on to your next property. So you can always set your sights on your dream home. You know, your first house doesn't have to be your dream home. You know, you've got to plant seeds and, you know, take steps to get to what you want as your dream home. But always keep that vision as a goal that keeps you motivated and keeps you going.
Okay. So you have any other? Let me ask you something, Sabrina. You know, I've watched you build a computer printout, and I've seen you list your goals, and I've seen you check them off one by one. What is a pointer that you can give? How does one stay focused to reach any goal, not only just for real estate, but why is it so important that you make a plan, set the goals, make a plan, and execute to complete? Why is that so important? How does one just focus in on that with things happening? You know, right now we have all of this happening, but our minds are still moving. And it's going to be a new beginnings, as I call it. So I know personally, coming from a family of developers or whatever, and going up in Texas, crawling under houses, hitting on pipes and things, that the most sound investment out there is real estate, because that dirt is not going anywhere. And how you stay focused, you got all the different languages out there. People feel if they're not knowledgeable in it, they're going to get taken, or they really don't know what they're doing, or how should they read the fine print. When you start a list and make your mind up to do something, that's anything, how do you stay focused on that? What does that entail?
Well, the first thing is writing it down. I have a lot of to-do lists that I've saved, and I just use regular notepads, and I've saved, I you know, try not to keep everything, but I, you know, after I finish one notepad with my to-do list and my goals, you know, I some of them I keep and some of them I throw away, but as far as my goals, I keep those on a separate notepad, but I write them all down. It's very important to write them down so you can look at them. And then now you could take it even a step further by printing them out and, you know, making it even easier to read than your handwriting. You could make a pretty, you know, like a visual, like whatever your goal is that you're setting, like, I will buy 5 houses before the end of 2020. That's just, you know, off the top of my head. You could print that out and have a picture of 5 houses, even if it's just hand-drawn, you know, on next to the words. But if you keep looking at it every day, day in and day out, it just plants in your subconscious mind, and then you just have to stay focused and keep looking at it every day. I need to set some new goals about for myself, you know, like with just exercising and eating better and maintaining my health. So I could print out a goal of saying, I will lose 10 pounds by the end of 2020. Like, that's not too aggressive. Like, that's doable. You know, but, and then with that, all the things that you need to do to achieve that goal. So, but that's the main thing, is writing it down and making it specific, and also giving yourself a time frame of when you want to complete it by is also very important.
Okay.
So you don't want to just say, oh, by, you know, just leave it open-ended, because you could be working on that same goal, you know, kingdom come, like 20 years, still working on the same goal. You want to try and then even if you don't make the deadline, you can always push it back, but at least start with some type of a time frame.
Start with a time frame. That's very, very, very important. Well, I appreciate you sharing these pointers with us, and I know you're going to come back on with some more topics. I'm inviting you now, and I just want to let the listeners know that this is Cross Country Connect, and we go all over the country, different states, because there's people everywhere. And this is Sabrina Harden, Sabrina is a goal setter, and she is known as the goddess of real estate. I've seen her in action. I've seen her start from day one. I've seen her set those goals, and I've seen her complete those goals. And, Sabrina, that is why I wanted you to come on to give the listeners some pointers because, you know, you have a saying. And I laugh about it every time I hear it. And I say, well, you know, Sabrina, blah, 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 blah. And your word is, oh, it's just money. And it's so casual. It's so nonchalant. And persons who, you know, are looking and listening and saying, oh, it's just money. But it's the way that you say it, the positive attitude, what you carry out there. There's no fears with you. And that's what we all have to do with any goals that we set or anything that we're encountering. We cannot have fear because that fear
now,
is something
that. Now, I don't put money down, you know, when I say, oh, it's just money, like it's, but at the same time, I don't idolize money either, but I'm not afraid to use money to put it to work. And, you know, you put it to work, it'll come back to you, and you have to circulate it. You have to put it out there so it can come back to you.
Okay.
And not just hide it in a drawer somewhere. You know, or hide it under your mattress, you know, because it is paper with numbers printed on it, and more gets printed every day. And part of what I do is just say, oh, another goal is I'll say I have, I'll just say $100,000 coming to me. Or I have large sums of money coming to me. I visualize large sums of money showing up in my bank accounts. And then just repeat that over and over. And, you know, so I'm not worried about losing money.
I got
like,
you.
Like what you just said as far as not having any fear.
Right. No fear there because I know that. You know, when I was in the market, you know, I would have clients and I would tell them, don't come in if it's scared money, okay? Because there's no guarantee
scared
here.
Scared money doesn't make any money.
You can't make any money with it. So if it's scared money, you can't come in. Well, Sabrina, I'm not going to hold you because I know the time frame there, and I want you to hug MJ for me and tell him that I love him and thank you so much for coming on, and I'll be speaking with you so you can bring us back some more good goal-setting pointers so we can just say, oh, that's just money. It's not scared money. and what I'm picking up here is use that money and circulate it so that it will return back to you. So it's just like saying a closed fist receives nothing. So that money has to be opened up and circulated out there no matter what amount it is. And you have to visualize what you want. You have to actually see it. And if you're looking at it over and over and over, it's a reminder. So listeners out there, I know it's crazy times, but we can all set those goals and do what we have to do. Sabrina Harden, thank you so much for coming on with us, and I will be speaking with you later. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to have Ms. Aunt G come on with us, okay? And if you'd like to hang on, you can. We love you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know of a lady, y'all, ain't nobody crying.
And we have Angie coming on. This is going to help us and help us clear our mind and give us some food for thought. You know, she talks about the ABCs of success. And I'm asking, Aunt T, are you with us this evening?
Yeah, Linda. You know, I gotta, you know, can't start my week sometime unless I gotta have something I want to bring to the table. Because you know, the times we're going through today, you know, it's good to reach out and, you know, and just, you know, reach out and just give out a little bit of love and inspiration and support one another and just life, you know. And this, I think, is just putting us in a place right where life, you know, can find you. And this is where our life is right now. So, yeah, you know, I wanted to share with you and my wonderful friends here today that, you know, being woke, you know, you can get tired sometimes. And you just always on the pendulum of what's going on, what's going on over there, what's going on over here. You know, sometimes we can own space and time of what's going on with us, you know, and what can we do to build upon our own selves, whether it be in maybe improving the cooking, maybe it be working out, exercise, maybe it be diet, maybe it be bonding with my pets and my kids, bonding with a hobby that we, you know, used to love and just never had time to expound upon. One thing about people, we're very creative. Matter of fact, we're more creative than what it is that we can send for our own self to be aware that we are that creative. So it's good that our creativity side have been put on the deck for what you're going to do next, what you're going to do now, what you're going to do tomorrow. And I have to say, some of our wonderful neighbors and peoples, they have really come out the woodwork. You know, we finding like, you know, back when we was in kindergarten, you know, we all wanted to be a line leader. We all wanted to be, we're anxious to go to recess, and we all wanted, you know, oh, you got to stand tall and be all. Now, can't nobody understand your mark. You know, hey, your mark is 6 feet back over there. I was like, I got an opportunity to go to one of my favorite markets the other day. And, you know, it was so exciting because I hadn't been out in a while. So it was like an adventure. You know, it was like looking at folks, hi, hey, how you doing? Huh? I would help you if I can, but 6 feet, you know what I mean? But I still love you. But if you want me to help, you got to step back, okay? I get it down. I sit on the ground. You know, we got to keep that thing going. You know, I love you from a distance. That's what I'm practicing today, you know. So, you know, keeping it, you know, reminding people, okay. You know, yeah, I'll step back. I'm sorry. So, no, you ain't. It's not about sorries and apologies right now. It's all about, you know, what I can do to help you at a safe distance, you know. And keeping in mind that my help is just as, you know, precious to myself as, you know, looking out for yours.
Right.
And that reminds me on our ABCs today, which really ties it in and brings it all together, Linda. E, for example, is enjoy life today. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow may never come. And we know that is real true today. That's real talk right about
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's real talk. So it's like sometimes people just go, you know, just words, or, oh, that's just, you know, oh, that applies to you. Nah. E applies to everybody that's a living and breathing as we are within reach, because it's true. Because life is an amazing, amazing, amazing thing that I'm so glad to be a part of. And it's the humanity alone is just awesome. And the test that comes about daily, and especially now, is just, you know, really, really nice. You know, we got people, hey, let's just do a concert. Hey, let's just reach out. Hey, let's just donate. Hey, let's reach out. Let's, you know, it's like awesome. It's really, really awesome, people coming together. But what I really would like is that they become more positive. They're being more positive and less negative. You know, every little thing now, there's a positive and a negative. Why can't it just be positive? You know, the government gives you free money. Why can't it just be a positive thing? There's so many people, surprisingly, on the negative of that. It's like, don't let the darkness come over to the light. You just keep the dark where it goes. You know, darkness has this section. That's why dark and light can't stand in the same room. You ever seen the sun and the moon just hanging out? And it does sometimes. The moon has its iridescent moments, but it doesn't shine. It steps back and lets the sun out. It lets the sun, that's your moment to shine. But when my turn comes up, I'm going to be there. You know, so when the moon's time to shine, all night long, the moon is our light and beautiful to look at in many cases. I've always been admiring the moon. But definitely we want to hold on to realize the here and now is what we're – what can you do now? What can you do to help the situation, you know, and support one another? You know, hey, neighbor, I can send out help for you or reach out to some family or friends or something for you. You need some clothes or something. I can look for some resources for you. You know, just the little stuff. You know, little stuff. My neighbor went and got some free food from somewhere, so I think her son's school, and she got what she needed, of course, for her family. But then she thought about me and knocked on my door and said, hey, you know, I don't need these things here. Is there anything in this bag that you might can use? That touched my heart so much. It touched my heart so much that someone came and knocked on my door for a good reason and not sitting there with the hand stuck out for something or something crazy. You know, it's actually somebody who came with a smile and left me with a smile. So we smile more, you know, and realize, hey, tomorrow's not promised, but I can pass on as much positivity, energy, and smile. And, you know, when you're not in control, because those people out there, you got to be in control all the time, this is time for you to just breathe and be okay with letting somebody else be in control. And because your life is important, and so is your loved ones and your neighbors too. Now, you see, that brings me to that. That's what I was saying. See, family and friends are hidden treasures. Seek them and enjoy their riches, because they are. Your friends and your family, they're riches. They're golden. You see, when you find a good friend, or you find the gold that's inside your bloodline and you salute that and you can and celebrate that, that's a wonderful thing. Because when you're looking at your nephews, nieces, your cousins, brothers, sisters, parents, that they're shining, you see, leaders within your own tribe, that's amazing. And yes, they deserve to be given out a love shout or, hey, a call or, you know, whatever. Send them some flowers. Send them some edibles. Oh, those are always tasty. You know, just get yourself ideas to know, hey, just drop you a little hello and a thank you. I'm thinking about you. And I'm going to wrap it up with one more letter today. Is give more than you plan to. Give it whether it's finances, support, whether it's your time, whether it's just an idea, or whether whatever it is, you know, to give is always a wonderful thing, because there's some people that wish they could give, but they can't because they're in a needy situation. So, hey, I got an extra roll of toilet paper here. You know, now just giving toilet paper, you just became the bestest friend in the whole wide world. A roll of toilet paper? My God! I'm going to do that. I'm going to give me some toilet paper and just say, hey, have a nice day. What you need? What you want? I might get me a car or something out of there. Give somebody a roll of toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? Now, even if you go over your friend's house, you know, you got to keep that in mind, folks. You know, don't go in there and go willy-nilly. Get your four squares and try that first and see if that'll work. You don't want to just go, hey, somebody else's paper. Just, woo, I can just wipe until I can't wipe no more. Just keep it in mind. They're rationing just like much as you. You know, being kind and considerate. You know, it's just so much easier to do that. It just really is. Some people, hey, just give it a try. You don't realize how much light comes back around to you. Because where are you giving it? That doesn't mean you look for it to come back, because it's coming back over here. You give it to the right, the left side going to bring it to you. You see, that's how that circle goes right around. So E, F, and G today, you know, is just going to leave us with uplifting each other, looking out for one another, realizing that there's never an end to the amount that you can do up to only your capabilities. We're not saying step out your means and just give it all up and you ain't got no drawers and no panties, no clothes for yourself and no food and no paper. I'm not going to give up all my toilet paper now. You know, every now and then I might just want to, hey, I'm blessing you today because I don't know if you had a chance. I blessed somebody today with two rolls of towels. They needed some paper towels. I gave them two paper towels. So now they can wipe up where they need to wipe up, you know, keep their germs down, you know. So it's good because I know, you know, that just makes me smile to see somebody smiling. It just always has, you know. It's just like laughter. It's awesome to hear people, especially baby laugh, but it's awesome to hear people laughing because, you know, you got to laugh so that you can block those tears. And only if tears of joy is the tears of joy that you want. You want to be able to have those on deck as much as possible. And not to forget about our loved ones, those family members out there, Linda, that lost their loved ones due to this pandemic, you know, definitely always in the thoughts and putting energy, positive energy to you and your family and loved ones, and that you're going to get that strength that you need. You, whatever it is you need will come to you, whether you're at a loss or at a need. That positive energy, we just all just push that out. You know, it's going to be okay because it is okay. Every day that you've given to breathe, just like that he says, you know, it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed tomorrow that I'm going to be breathing. So the breath that I have, if I can pass it along, you know, with an uplifting idea or, you know, just like Jabrini was saying about goals, you know, goals are very important, very, very important. Because if what I say, if you don't have a goal, then what you going to do? Your life is going to be coming slowly and slowly and slower. Because if you don't have a goal, you got to have a goal, you know. Because how you going to plan to eat if you don't have a goal to get over to the refrigerator, walk up over there and get you some milk, to pour you some cereal? You got to have a goal, and no matter how little they are. And what I find to be good, too, Lynn, is vision, you know. Get your vision board. So if you want to see it, then you can become it, and one day you'll be in it. And the attraction of society, the energy that's within us, you know, the positive energy is what we want to promote because we know it's enough of that negative energy floating around. We don't want to breathe it. We don't want to be near it. We don't want to promote it. Just let it go. Let the wind blow through your hair and let that go right along with it. And just enjoy your day and enjoy your life because every moment is precious. Every moment you're given is absolutely precious. So what you're going to put off for the next day, do it now. What's keeping you from it anyway? Not like you're running off to work. Not like you're running off to you know what I'm saying? You ain't running to the gym. Your gym, everything is at your house now. You got a gym. You got to become a teacher. You know, you got to become a, you got to ration your own self. Don't run to the refrigerator every second because it's sitting there. That's your only friend. No, no, no. You know, get to the shower. That's what water, get to that shower sometime. You know what I'm saying? You got to get creative. You know what I'm saying? It's some things we don't even realize. And it's like, oh, and that was in me? Wow. You know, that was in me. I did that. You know, mm-hmm. I fluffed that pillow today. That looks nice and fluffy on the couch today. I might even sit down and enjoy my back being supported more now. You know, little things. You know, little things. Improving. What can I improve in my dwelling? You know, get you some pictures. If you ain't got no pictures, you can have something else to look at other than yourself. You know, your clothes sitting a little tight. Put them in a bag and send them on down there to some Goodwill or to somebody that you know might need. If they got kids now, they need some clothes. They can't go to the store and buy a lot of them unless they just everybody in the house now got Walmart clothes. So we all going to be dressing alike, eating alike, and doing whatever we can alike because we're going to the same places. And that's okay, too, you know, as long as you stay clean and stay focused. So
stay clean and stay focused. Stay clean and stay focused and stay
absolutely
happy. You know, I was speaking with you and we had a discussion, and I really mm-hmm. like this E, F, and G, and really the F mm-hmm. is the one that's really sticking out here, family and friends, because that is so mm-hmm. important, because usually, you know, like we got an Uncle Joe that, you know, whenever mm-hmm. there's gatherings coming around, we don't want Uncle Joe because we know he's going to act up. Everybody know Uncle Joe is going to act up. But, you know, mm-hmm. Uncle Joe is a jewel, too, and he's just putting it out there the best way that he can. So it's
Absolutely.
Really, really, really important to stress that family and friends. Some people don't have family, and some people don't know how to make friends because they're not friends to themselves, you know. I had a person tell me one time they didn't know why they was my friend. I took a deep breath. I said, ooh. I said, well, you know what? When you become a friend to yourself, then you'll know why you're a friend of mine. And I just left that alone, okay? Because
and sometimes
your
friends are your family, too. Yeah, you got to leave things like that alone.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to just understand. But I wanted to ask you something. I've been, you know, going out a little bit, and I see people walking around, and they got masks, but they got the mask hanging on their neck. What do you think about that, Aunt G? I'd be wanting to holler out the window and say, put that mask on. What do you think about that? What do you take from that? You got a mask, but it's hanging on your neck. What is that about?
Well, if you want to save your neck, go right on ahead, because that's about all it's doing, is saving your neck, you know. But you want right. to, you know, now next, when you get that cough and that sniffle now, you know, Mr. Sniffles, he knows no boundaries, you know, no age limits, no nothing. There's no boundaries on Mr. Sniffle's lot. So let's go ahead, warm your neck. Keep it nice and warm and cozy, even your ears. But see, that's not what's going to keep yourself safe, you see. Matter of fact, I see your neck clear, I'm going to stay clear of you, because your neck is going to be the safest thing on your body, honey.
This is
the rest of your stuff is going to be all messed up, all kind of germs and things, and you'll be wondering, why am I coughing? Why am I coughing? Oh, no, oh, Lord, I done got the COVID. I wonder who gave it to you. Your neck.
Your
no,
neck.
No, because that was protected. It wasn't the neck. That
okay.
Can't blame nothing on the neck, because the neck was protected. So yes, folks, put that up on your face where it needs to be. You can your neck need to be protected. You need it to be a little warm, you know, because you don't want that respiratory stuff to get into your neck. Leave your scarves where they belong, but put your mask where it's got to go.
Where it has to go, because I don't want to. We're in a complex, and I was looking in the laundry room, and I saw a resident washing clothes, and I said, excuse me, where is your mask? Oh, I'm at home. I said, your home is unit 210. You're out in a common area, and anybody could have sneezed out here, or you could sneeze, and you have children. So we made sure that we put the signs up to wear masks in the hallways, okay? Put your mask on, because you are in a common area here. And it's not a monitor out there that's going to say who sneezed and who didn't sneeze. So we have to be safe. And with you with those small children, you really have to be safe. So that just made me really stop and think and say, are people not thinking? I know this
no,
is a chance.
No, in many cases, they're not.
And they're not
no,
thinking.
They're not, Linda. And you know what's funny? Is now they're getting ready to put trackers on folks that got the bid. So now you get to know. You'll get an Amber Alert when you've been around. Oh, I've been exposed. I don't
okay.
know who it is now, but I've been exposed. Now they're hooking all of them together, AT&T, Google. They're all coming together, and they're going to make an app. So the
okay.
app is going to be going off saying, hey, you've best been exposed. Somebody either has it, had it, whatever how it's going to be, you know. So now what you going to do? Now that person walking around with their neck, you get that voice message, what you going to do? You're going to slide
true.
It up, keep it down on your neck. You feel me? So you're right. You was right to say, hey, I care about you and me and everybody else. Right now we all roommates. We all just have our own boxes. We all roommates. We live, no, you know, your house ain't up on it. Your house is right here. We in the living room. Where's your mask? That's what I'd be like. Well, you in the living room with where the washing machine just might be. Yeah, where's
right.
your mask?
Yeah, where
you,
is
you
your mask?
You touching that lid. You know, you going to wash your hands when you go in the house, but you ain't got no mask. So in between there, what if a fly land on your nose and you swat it? Guess what? You just put a virus on your nose. Where's
that's
your
true.
Mask? You know,
that's what
you
I said.
Sneeze.
I said, yeah, this is a common area. And yeah, you have
exactly.
to, your house is in unit so-and-so-and-so. but this is a common area here.
That's your private thing, right.
I wish I could build a shower so when you come through the door, the water just come down on you, you know, and wash you up and give
Hold
you a shower
down.
Real quickly to clean you up before you even step into the lobby. Because it's like you say, we're all roommates here, and you never know who sneezed out there. If you take out the trash, put your mask on. You have to go through a common area, and you don't know who walked ahead of you. It's crazy.
Exactly.
And another thing,
exactly.
another thing, you know, we were talking about, I was reading something, because I'm not out there doing too much shopping, and I pay attention to my surroundings at all times. With these people that aren't so good people, you know, everybody's not about love, that they
nope.
are putting papers on your window, so when you see the paper, you put your car in park, you remove the paper, and they rob you. So, I mean, they
need...
Your back
window,
Yeah, they're not full of love. Everybody's not about love. So I just wanted to kind of like put that out there to listeners that if you see that piece of paper, drive on around the corner somewhere and remove it, because you don't know.
You know what I do?
What do you do?
Drive to the police station and remove it. Follow me there. That's what I do. Come on. Follow me to the police station. Let me get this paper out of here.
Well, they look strange.
You get your DNA off of it. Yeah. We're going to get your DNA off this paper, you know.
Okay.
And you know what else we were sharing with you, too, Lynn, is about them. Now they're knocking on people's doors, coming to
okay.
your house
okay.
with the darkness. You know, hey, this is a mask. Hey, so, you know, sometimes they say darkness comes looking like light. Hey, this is a mask from the government. We're here to bring your mask. How many you need? Hey, remember, we want to try that on so you can make sure it fits. You know, we want to make sure we're giving you something that can work. And it's full of poison. If you try it on the mask, folks, you're going to have poison hitting you out and knock you out. And then they're going to rob you and hope that's all they do. You know, so, yeah, we don't want to become an opportunity or a circumstance. Be safe all times. You know, you stranger danger, you got to pull up your stranger danger alert. You know, go back to the old times. You don't speak to strangers, but you listen to them. But you don't, you go, okay, we got masks, thank you. You know, you get it. That's fine. Receive it in a bag. I put the bag, put it in there. Thank you. Now I got to go do laundry now because I'm going to wash that and bleach it real good. You have a good day now. Send them on their way. You don't need to have no more dialogue. You done delivered it to me. Thank you. Bye-bye. So
that's
just got to be very mindful, Linda. Yes, we got to be on alert.
Aware, like
clever,
like
you know
we were talking about, you know, people say, well, change. I say change is good. I said, especially I go into organizations and I go into change management. So you step in and you see what needs to be changed. But in order to do that, you have to be able to observe and understand the need. Then you make the plan, and then you execute it. And in order to get it executed, you have to deal with a lot of different personalities that are thinking a lot of different ways. And since this event has come up, it makes you think a little bit deeper that don't too many people like change. They don't like change, but change is good. But it's their resistance about it. And even
oh,
our personal,
no,
the they're not used. Mm-hmm. They want it to be that's the way it was, that's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it should stay. Mm-hmm. No, it is getting ready. It is a change. It's already happening. So what we're doing, we're going through the adjustment point of it, and then we're still wondering and confused about because we don't really know. You know, we don't know how, when, and what, and where. But that's okay. All you know is to keep yourself safe, keep yourself woke, keep yourself strong, keep yourself happy, but more so keep yourself healthy because it's going to take you. We have changed habits. I haven't washed down bottles and cans. It's like I'm washing dishes, okay, when I bring things into the market. It's like soapy water, Clorox, Pure Rocks, whatever. I mean, I scrub that can so much that I take the label off of it. But I'm changing my habits because we never stopped and thought about that stuff, you know, or seeing someone walking in the hall and saying, but where is your mask? Or even just thinking yourself, come in the door, leave those shoes out, dump those clothes in some soapy water, wash them out, put your head over that pot of steam and get that steam up in your nose and go take a shower. I don't care if you took one before you went out, take another one again, because you have to be able to make sure, and eating right, you know, getting up in the morning, drinking lemon water. I'm reminding myself of my grandmother, but it makes me feel good, and it's regulating everything. So these things that we are offering here, because, you know, we're about sharing and caring, and, I like you today. I didn't have to put that disclaimer out there for you today, because I tell everybody, you got a big heart and you're full of love, but you're real, real. So usually I have to put a disclaimer out there for you, because I don't know what's going to come up and what's going to come out. But the only thing that I love about you is whatever comes up and whatever comes out is true love, big heart, and authenticity, because you are that
and
person.
It's real.
And it's real.
I wanted to tell you this one more thing, Lynn. I'm going to wrap down to this last little thought. Is, you know, we were just talking about how change, you know, people aren't used to it and they're still adjusting. And that's an everyday thing. Every day. Shoot, you have one more gray hair than you had yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Everything, there's a change. Oh, I didn't have no nose hairs now. You got a whole little nice little mustache. You thought it was a mustache. Nope, no there. So, you know, you have to, you know, try your best. And if you have problems with change, reach out to those that you know it can adjust and help them help you along. It's called reach out and touch. You may can't physically touch, but we can touch you with words. And these leaders, they're trying to figure it out too. You know, God give them a little bit more patience. And then sometimes you just got to become your own doctor. That's your own situation. Become your own hero. You know, okay, well, I'm going to do, you know, we got to abide by. Well, we got to abide by, though. You know, keeping your boundaries, keeping your mask, following what they say, absolutely, no huge gathering. Do the things that they're telling you to do, absolutely, because that's what we have to do. But even with that, you know, don't let it off, because it's on there. You just watch it every day. You know, just maybe once or twice out of the whole 7 days of the week, once or twice hit that up, because guess what? It's going to be on, your friend's going to call and talk about it. You're going to hear about it. One way or the other. So don't just always soak that in your brain, you know, because all you're going to do is hear the same thing, different ways, done the same. Oh, well, I didn't know that. No, that was you. Oh, no, you didn't stop that in time. No, you didn't stop it in time. Well, I did the best way I could, but then that wasn't good enough. Well, I don't know. What else can I do? Well, you got to do it now. It's your turn to do it. Oh, no, you ain't telling me to do it. One of the best things I heard yet on that whole pandemic thing was, you know, passing the buck with no buck. That was the best thing I heard from one of the governors. But, you know, see, they're having their own little political little thing going on. Don't let that become you, you see.
No.
You know, just like you say, you see the parents is trying to work things out. Give them time and let them work out. But in the meantime, stay safe. And remember to look in the mirror and say, hey, it's going to be all right. I love me for me. And guess what? And if those who don't want to point the finger, guess what? All them fingers point back at them. Guess what? You're the lucky one. You only got one. So you have to take
responsibility for your own actions. And on that note, I want to share with you tomorrow night. There is going to be, of course, Stephanie is going to be on. Please come in. Stephanie will be on, and she will be giving us some information about emotional wellness. And then we have a treat. We have Rebecca Drew and Misty Cooper. They do sound healing, and they take you on a voyage. It is going to be, and it's participation in it. So these particular sounds that they talk to you about or sounds that are healing, and I cannot wait. They take you on a journey into your soul and float you within your inner space. So that means they know how to instruct you to go in and deal with you for you. It is going to be very, very exciting. I want you to, be in and join in. And then Wednesday, I usually keep it dark, but I have another young lady. A lot of people are calling, and they want to come on and share and care. And I'm going to schedule each and every one of them in, because that's total support and that's total assistance, and that's a lot of education and information. I mean, from across the board, you know, arts, musicians, professors, you know, education. These are people that I reach out to, because I need to make sure that not all of us at this time, but basically my young adults are getting the information that they need out there. You know, Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan started for the youth. But since we're doing what we're doing now, it's for everybody, because we have to stay connected. We have to move as humanitarians out here and do what we do best, and more so take care of one another. So I'm going to go out on that note and let you know, Angie, you know you will be back here on Friday, because you have to bring us into the week and you have to take us out through the week. And I just want to tell you how much I love you, to let you know how much we appreciate you coming on with your realness and your information. And on that note, I'm going to say good night, listeners. This is Angie. She'll be back on Friday, and that's okay. We're combined, we're confused, and we're going crazy. But guess what? We're going to all stay connected here. I love you. Good night, AB. Here is your song. I'm going to take it all the way out. I want you to listen to it. Stay woke out there. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and we love you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Change the world.